After years of seeing their bricks and mortar assets rising in value, Czechs are now coming to terms with falling prices for flats and houses. But while gloom and doom mongers predict that a lot worse is still to come, some analysts can see signs of a recovery. With more on that, here's Chris Johnston.
Figures this week from the Czech Statistical Office show that prices demanded for flats fell nationwide by 5.5% in the second quarter compared with the first. The decrease in Prague was around 1% lower and outside the capital 1% higher than the average. The latest figures follow on from a 3% fall in the first 3 months of the year. Andrei Novotny is an analyst in Prague with international real estate consultants King Sturge. He says prices have been going down for all types of property.
Currently, all the discounts which are on the market are for most of the properties. I wouldn't separate the old or the new ones. But in general, I would say that the most affected are currently the cheaper projects or lower standard projects in a much worse, let's say, location.
Outside Prague, he says there are some exceptions to the downward trend.
The situation currently in the regions is different because some cities where the price level is still quite low, they are currently having some price increases. In others, for example, in Brno or in Ostrava, I expect that there will be more or less stagnation of the prices. In some smaller cities, could be fall in, let's say, about 50%.
The statistics come against the backdrop of a cautious Czech National Bank prediction that flat prices this year could fall by as much as 12.5% and separate warnings of a much more severe US-style crash by some real estate dealers. One thing at least is clear, the bargain-seeking West Europeans who sought Czech real estate a couple of years ago, followed by a wave of buyers from the former Soviet Union, have now almost completely disappeared. Mr. Novotny dismisses the most gloomy forecasts, saying that the Czech market is basically stable and banks are still lending to buyers. And he sees some chances that prices will stabilise and could start to rise again in 2010 as flat buyers compete for the few new properties that will be coming onto the market. That prediction is, of course, built on the expectation that the country should by then be coming out of the recession.
Chris Johnston reporting there. Turning now to another piece of real estate.